Active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
This week is set to be a landmark week, and it'll be the furthest distance I've ever ran, 21 kilometres. And it's to take place at the Mullingar Half Marathon. So as I told you last week, I've really doubted myself a lot lately due to injury, lack of time on the road. So this week, I was absolutely paranoid about keeping myself well, despite developing a cough. And it all kicked off on Tuesday with an evening run.
6 kilometres done. 5 days to the race. Not that I'm counting. Thankfully, no injuries, no niggles or anything like that. I've been jogging for a longer distance than splitting it up with the odd walk. And yeah, no, it feels good. Delighted with it. Oh, if I can stay injury free, I'll be happy. From a cardio or a fitness point of view, no issue. My fitness was good. I would be able to do it fitness wise. Just the big question is, will the body hold up? Will the limbs hold up? So we'll find out very shortly.
One of my favourite times of the week is my appointment for Physio Central in Tullamore to see Cathal Egan and discuss what my next level of recovery looks like. And as always, Cathal has a plan.
You're about 2 or 3 weeks kind of back on feet at this stage, isn't it? So you've been just kind of building up your load after the calf injury, gradually from kind of walking to jogging, walk, run. We chatted it through what you've done during the week. So you're up to about kind of 14k during the week, yeah. Walk, run. You're kind of doing 2 minutes on, 30 seconds off, kind of plan. So rough plan we're looking at here is doing pace. We're looking at about 7 minute per kilometer pace, so nice and easy. Overall plan is to maybe run 15 of the 21. We don't want to kind of jump it up to kind of running much more than that there at the moment. So that's roughly a 2.5 to 1 ratio run to walk. So leaving it nice and easy, that'll be about 2.5 minute run to 1 minute walk. But I'm saying, obviously, you know your plan for the route in Mullingar, so we'll aim it that you're not doing the 2.5 minute run up a big hill or anything like that. So just kind of be smart about it. And I was saying to you, if you're getting the kind of 18-19k and you're kind of feel like you're had enough, I was saying just finish it off with a walk at that stage. You can run around the last 100 meters with your arms in the air if you want to, for the photos. But as I said, we're using this race. It's not your goal race, so we're using this as a training run more than anything. On the day with the crowds and stuff, you probably will get a bit of encouragement, and you probably will feel like you want to push it a little bit more. But I'd say try and stick to that plan as much as you can.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, because we're taking into account we're not doing you're not going to be doing a down week after this race. Which might be a plan usually after a race is to do a bit of down week. So you won't be doing that. So keep that in mind, okay, that you're probably going to be straight back into it, you know, on the Tuesday or Wednesday after.
Yeah.
So
today is Wednesday. My plan for today is maybe to get a little bit of a cycle in the gym. And then Thursday, maybe go for a bit of a run. How far would you push the run out before Sunday?
What I'd say with this is probably cut it back to probably 8 or 10 in total. Should be fine.
Okay.
As I said, you're not tapering down as such with this race because it is part of your training plan. But I'll have a look over it. So you did 14. So yeah, I'd probably get something kind of light enough in around the 7 or 8 mark and take your 2 days then of pretty much
perfect.
Full rest.
Yep.
Go through a bit of stretching. If you want to do a bit of, you know, light kind of cycle or swim or something like that, maybe a couple of days beforehand. And I suppose use this race then as a good bit of practice for what you need, what you need to carry with you, what you, you know, your gels, hydration, maybe your diet beforehand. Good bit of practice, kind of what, you know, might be sitting well with you and what mightn't sit
perfect.
Well. Yeah, I suppose getting used to the starting line, feeling at the starting line, I suppose, because I did pretty much the same as this last year. I did Tullamore Half Marathon and I'd never run a race before, but it's very, very tempting to just rush off at the start, first 2 or 3K, and you can get a bit gassed. And listen, it's really enjoyable. I'd say you'll love it. So hopefully the weather stays reasonably good too.
I brought the marathon to the very last mile.
So on Wednesday evening, I felt a little bit shaky. I had this craving for fruit or something sweet. And things went rapidly downhill from there. And the only thing I managed was taking to the couch in agony.
It's Thursday. It's 5 to 1 in the afternoon and I am lying in bed as I've been since about 8:30 yesterday evening, and I have gastroenteritis. I'm sick as a dog. I could barely even move yesterday. I feel a bit better now, but yesterday I couldn't turn over in the bed, but I'd be out of breath. And I was getting pains down my legs. I could feel my calf muscle injury flaring back up again. Oh, it's just, I don't know. It's like somebody doesn't want me to run anymore. Was supposed to do gym session yesterday. Didn't do that, obviously. Was supposed to do an 8 kilometer run today. That's not happening. I don't know if I can make Sunday. I'll have to wait and see how I am over the next couple of days. But yeah, the joys of it all, huh?
The words of marathon man Jerry Duffy, who we spoke to on a previous episode, which you can find in our podcast section, were ringing through my head after all the knockbacks I suffered.
The universe, for some reason, doesn't want me to do this. Maybe I just need to heal completely. Maybe my body just needs a break, whatever it is. Maybe there's a bigger reason why. And maybe I'll come back even stronger as a result.
And you do start to question, is there something trying to tell me to stop? But I couldn't listen to it. I just had to make sure I kept going.
Run, boy, run. This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run.
5 minutes to go, Christy.
We're
about to kick off. We're heading to the start line soon. And describe the atmosphere here, actually. It's brilliant, isn't it? You know, I'm not used to this. You are.
It's been a while since I've done this. And the atmosphere around today is, it's a bit different than every other year. I suppose the weather is good. Nice and dry. A little bit of rain earlier on, but we won't mind that. Nice and dry, nice bit of air blowing, perfect conditions, so it should be a nice day for a run.
What should you expect today?
To see you with a medal hanging around your neck in the park.
You have a higher expectation than I do, I use fair play to you.
There's no expectation, that's what's going to happen, so buckle up, we'll be grand. No, look, we'll be grand. We'll take our time, we'll run as far as we can, then we'll jog walk like what we're going to do for Manchester in a few weeks, so
brilliant.
We'll be grand.
This is kind of our a training day. This isn't our destination. Yeah. This is kind of a stop along the way. Yeah. So we have to kind of stick to our plan. A lot of people here, this is their final destination. They're here for personal best and all that. We're here to train and push it out as long as we can. So we're a little bit different than everyone else here.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
We're here for a long time and a good time.
Fair enough, so yeah. No, we'll be grand. We'll get through the day, sure, we'll be sound.
Run, boy, run.
How are you doing now, Chrissy?
Yeah, not too bad. Tripping along, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay, suspiciously enough. It's raining, roads are wet and slippy. I think the spirits are high, everybody's doing good, in fairness. So, we're just under a third through.
Yeah, we'll be grand.
Just heading towards the downs. Yeah, great sheep for company.
That's for sure.
And great support along the way from everybody, which is wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it just, this lady's a great St. Patrick's hat on.
Brilliant, absolutely. How's things? Thanks, Abel.
Run, boy, run.
Right, so we're, what are we in now? Are we?
10 mile in now.
10 mile in, which is what, about 16 kilometres?
Oh.
How are you feeling?
Good, yeah. Better than I thought I would, to be honest. Wasn't sure how today would go. It's kind of quite optimistic yesterday and the day before. Kind of was work, so didn't have a whole lot of time to be bursting myself. So, yeah, I feel good today, yeah. Thank
nice
God.
Distraction. Yeah. We're on the canal line here, just heading back from the Downs in towards Mullingar. It's very open, but thankfully it's not windy, because if it's windy, it can be... You're running against the wind as well as everything else, but it's nice, gentle dusting of rain as well to cool you down, Chrissy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And credit to the marshes and everyone that we've met today, just, and all the support that everyone has given. It's unbelievable out on the roads there, and sure, we've had great chats with lads from Kildare, at Lone.
Tullamore as well.
Tullamore, shout out to the people of Tullamore.
That's brilliant to see.
Oh yeah,
it's great to see the kids get involved and all that as well. And big shout to the kids who had a big sign up saying, "Look out, there's a bear on the loose." So you don't need any more reason to run, do you?
No, not really, no.
And at this point in the half marathon, while we were making our way back to Mullingar, Claire O'Brien, who said she'd train with us but wouldn't be competing in Mullingar, sent us this out of the blue.
"This is my, probably my last missive. It comes to you from Amsterdam, because I wasn't with you in Mullingar today, because way back in October, I decided that I would be coming here to run a half marathon. So it was hard. It was really hard. The first 10K felt very comfy. That took me an hour and 10 minutes and I enjoyed that. Still doing my run 4 minutes, walk 1 minute. The second 10K took me an hour and a half. It was much harder. The last 3K were incredibly hard. And I probably, what I did, walk more of that than I ran. But I got to the end and I picked up my medal and was really, really pleased with myself. Really pleased. Why Amsterdam? Well, I have a significant birthday this weekend, and way back in September, you know, as you're reflecting on the decade to come, I figured that what I would really like for myself for the new year, for my new year, was to improve my fitness and my health. So I set myself the target of the half marathon today and started on the 6th of October with the Couch to 5K. So glad I did. It was hard, but there's no way I could have achieved anything like this 6 months ago. Absolutely no way. And I feel really good, sore, but really good, and certainly a lot healthier. Probably lost a few pounds along the way as well, so it's all good. So thanks to you and all on the team for your support. Really do appreciate it. It's been great to be part of the Get Fit with Midlands 103 team. Is this the first of many? Well, it's probably the first of a few. Watch this space. Take care."
Absolutely inspirational, Claire. So from Amsterdam to Mullingar, and after 2.5 hours on the road, we finally reached the finish line. So we passed the finish line, we've had the soup and the sandwich, we've had the chats, but now it's time to debrief did you say you have to replenish after a long run? And I think there's a bit of iron in that as well as some ishka. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Chrissy, how are you feeling after that?
Great. Some buzz at the finish line. Loads of people still there cheering us on and the whole lot. All the runners coming in along with us and everyone just class. Yeah, really enjoyed the day now.
Is this what they call a runner's high? When you finish a race and you're just absolutely buzzing and you can't really explain it, but you're just, you're on top.
Now you have it. This is what I've been waiting for you to feel this buzz like of finishing a race. And like a half marathon is nothing to be laughed at. So, you know, fair play, and just class.
I think what makes this run, when you do the course, is the volunteers. They're absolutely brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, stood out in the rain, driving rain and the wind and everything, and just stood there, clapped us on, smiled at us, words of encouragement. You know, they were top class today, I have to say now, and no bother to them, and thanks a million to everyone. Jesus, it was mad. Yeah.
Big shout as well to Will Faulkner and David Hollywood, who absolutely smashed it today. And conditions weren't great. I mean, we got a lot of rain we weren't promised, but it came down fairly heavy. So fair play to the lads who did excellent following us on this Get Active journey. But this is where they get off, Christy, and we're now down to two.
Yeah, and we just keep trucking on. 26.2 miles around Manchester. Bring it on.
We're doing all this for a fantastic charity, their Barstown Children's Charity, and we can't do it without your help. Please, please, please give what you can. You can check us out on midlands103.com. Get the link there. Just click on Get Active with Midlands 103. That'll take you to our I Donate page. And from there, if you can give generously, we would really appreciate it. Plus, donate at least €10. And we're going to put you in the draw to win a year's membership for the Unit Gym in Clara. And also, you'll be in with a chance of winning a signed Manchester United jersey as well. For the longer episodes and to listen back from day one, you can check out our podcast section on midlands103.com. It's called Get Active with Midlands 103, or wherever you get your podcast, just type in Get Active with Midlands 103.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.